Football with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, well, let's head into the summer months with the blockbusters that are coming out this year. Brian Truitt joins us USA Today on our Progressive Guest Line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. How are you, Brian?
Hey, how you doing?
When we get you on, we always talk about the movie industry, and now we're past the COVID situation, but there is a new world now where movies are staying in theaters shorter. They're going to streaming. Some movies are going right to streaming. The box office industry, how is it? How would you grade its temperature?
I mean, it's doing all right. I think what you're having right now is I don't think it's not the pre-pandemic levels, but again, but it's staying strong. But the problem is that there's like just a few titles that are keeping it strong and a whole bunch of movies that are going into theaters and not making bank, not doing much. So they got to fix that. And, you know, the good thing about the summer movie season is there's a bunch of heavy hitters that can make a lot of money, but they're all jumped up. They're all kind of bumping against each other. They've only got like maybe 1 or 2 weeks to rule at number one before another kind of major player kind of comes in. So in a sense, in this kind of post-pandemic society we have, it would almost be better if they spread the blockbusters kind of more over the calendar year and let, you know, a movie, you know, just kind of like Avatar or, you know, or Titanic back in the day, let that kind of just kind of make a whole bunch of money for a while before the next thing comes around. But it ain't going to happen. We're going to have summer movie seasons with like a whole thing is a bunched up together for a while, probably.
How are people tending to say, listen, I will go see certain movies in the theater. I want that theater experience. But if you're selling me a romantic British movie that's kind of basic, I can wait for that one. I might want to see it because who's in it, but I can wait. I can watch that at home.
I think that's what's happening. I think, you know, you have your certain niche fans who love that kind of British romantic drama stuff who
right.
will go, you know, they will go to their local theater to see it. But for the most part, like, a huge amount of people won't. They're going to wait to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. They're going to wait to go see Fast X or Little Mermaid or Spider-Verse. You know, those people are going to like, because they want, you know, those movies are, sorry to say, those movies kind of more used to see it on the big screen, more so than maybe a British romantic drama, where if you watch it on your laptop or you're at home, it's not going to be that much of a difference between that and the big screen. Whereas Fast X, I want to see Vin Diesel going really fast, as huge as possible in front of me.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like another Mission Impossible, Guardians of the Galaxy. These things really, really highlight a theater experience. That being said, we talk about superhero movies. We talk about some of these space movies, the big ones. But what are some of the movies that are coming out now or down the road that do have blockbuster written all over them that are going to be the big ones to see at least in the next few weeks?
I mean, this weekend, Little Mermaid is going to it's going to roll over everything. It's a family movie. It's PG. All ages are going to go. So I think that's going to make a lot of money over the course of three days where, you know, people might be going to the beach, too, for the first time. But they'll probably also be going to the theater. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which comes next weekend. The first one was fantastic.
Yeah.
This one's also pretty fantastic. It's going to, you know, it has its fans. The Flash, everybody's kind of waiting to see, you know, wants to see Michael Keaton again as Batman on a big screen. That, I think that's got blockbuster written all over it. Indiana Jones 5, the dude's 80, but people still want to see him cracking that whip. So I feel like that is also a big thing. Like you mentioned, Mission Impossible. What's really going to be interesting is July 21st when Barbie, which had just had its trailer, a new trailer arrive yesterday. This looks kind of fantastic, honestly.
Yeah.
That goes up against Oppenheimer, which is a new Christopher Nolan historical film, which Christopher Nolan films, everybody flocks to those. So that presents a straight, but they're very different. I mean, it's very much kind of programming, but like, you know, people probably only go to the theater to see one movie a week. They don't go see two. So it presents a problem. It's just like, well, are we going to see Oppenheimer the first weekend or Barbie the first weekend? Where, you know, maybe one it seems like one is better than the other one, but they might be totally equal. It's just, you know, you're making people choose.
How did Hollywood deal with the last couple of years of when it comes to blockbusters? There was probably way advanced planning on what they were putting together, and then COVID hits and you not filming and then you are filming and whatnot. How did they handle, like, well, we always wanted to do another Fast and Furious, but now we've got to put it out in 2023. How did that all flow?
I mean, that one was one of the first ones that came back, if you remember, right? You know, that was, well, I was, you know, before Top Gun saved the movie industry last year, there, you know, Fast 9 kind of, it came out in, I think it was May. But that was really kind of the first movie out that was a big blockbuster that was, like, there for people, you know, in case they wanted to come back from the pandemic. I mean, it was, you know, the pandemic was kind of, was sorting itself out a little bit, and people were coming more and more back. But that was the first thing, was like, oh, you know, Vin Diesel's back. Let's go see this. And it made some money because of that. Right now, you know, I think you still have people, now that people have gone back to the theater, studios are now jockeying for positioning again, like they were pre-pandemic. You know, they still want those big Hollywood, you know, they want the slots. They, you know, Disney wanted Memorial Day for Little Mermaid. You know, Paramount wants something around July 4th. For Tom Cruise, because that was used to be a real big Tom Cruise date back in the day, and now Disney's got Indiana Jones kind of right before that, so it can go into the holiday weekend. So you're still, you know, we've gone back to, like, you know, the kind of the horse trading for trying to get into the right spot in summer and any other time in the calendar year.
What are you hearing about Oppenheimer? And that's the one that I'm probably more intrigued with. Just, I like those kind of movies, and I like Nolan movies, but it's got a good cast.
It's got I don't think there's any better cast maybe in any movie in the whole summer. And it looks fantastic. I was at CinemaCon in April, and they showed, like, an extended amount of footage, you know, not just a trailer, but, like, kind of digging into, like, kind of the history of it. You know, the whole vibe of it, you know, there's a, like, black and white scenes compared, you know, in color scenes, there's a lot of, you know, just kind of like brain blowy scenes. And so I feel like for adults, that is going to be a big deal, because Christopher Nolan does great movies, but, like, if you watch Dunkirk, you know, he really puts an interesting spin on real life historical things and people. So I think that movie's just going to be awesome.
We see Guardians of the Galaxy. You mentioned the Spider-Man movie. There's the Flash. Superhero movies are still a big deal, but is it waning or is it as strong as ever?
I think for a while there, it was pretty much every superhero movie comes out to make a lot of money. It's right. Just, you know, it was like automatic. It was just like a slot machine. But right now, I think people, it's kind of a wait and see, you know. Ant-Man wasn't as good as other Marvel movies were, and you saw that. You know, people, you know, the box office really kind of, like, cratered after the first, you know, one or two weeks. Guardians of the Galaxy was a fantastic movie, so it made a lot of money, and it grew and it pretty much maintained itself over a few weeks. So I think word of mouth and reviews and things like that. If the superhero movie is good, then I think it's gonna have some legs. People are gonna go see it, but I don't think people are gonna go. You know, I don't think they're gonna stand like a bad superhero movie anymore. I think they're just not gonna be interested.
I'm not expecting it to win an Academy Award, but are you hearing anything positive about the Indiana? I saw every Indiana Jones movie in the theater. I'm buying a ticket. Are you hearing anything good about it?
I'm so excited about it, because I grew up with it. And I remember, you know, in Last Crusade, I remember going in 89, and it was like when I was on a beach trip and I had to see it, you know, when it was out in theaters, you know, because those movies were very much a part of my childhood. So I kind of stayed away from the reviews. I really don't want to have anything ruined for me.
Good for you.
I really don't know. I don't know what the vibe is, and it doesn't matter. But I, you know, just kind of seeing the trailers and seeing, you know, John Williams music hit, and seeing, you know, kind of like, again, it's like we're going back in history and we're seeing him do stuff in history, and, you know, even de-age Harrison Ford, I kind of buy. So you know, I'm excited for it. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but I think, you know, it being the last event, his last go around, you know, probably the last Indiana Jones adventure there will be. I think it's going to be emotional for a lot of folks. Whether or not it's good, I think it's going to be a catharsis for anybody who grew up with these movies.
I'm obligated to buy a ticket. I'm not going to say I saw four of them in the theater and one on video. Brian, great stuff, my man. I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for giving us a little bit of info on what we could expect this summer at the theaters. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You got a Brian Truitt joining us. All right. We'll get back to that Patriots story coming up next. Man, it is an image issue because people love to take their shots at New England. We got that for you coming up next. It's Wake Up Call, Sportsman Brady.